whatsoever is born of God does what? Does what? Whatsoever is born of God. When you are born of God, your business born of God, whatever is born of God does what? Say, I'm born of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this morning I want to share, we began a series on how to be led by God's Spirit. And some few things I would like to just spend time with this morning. And where we have read, say something. Keep your heart with all what? Diligence. Anybody, your heart. Not your neighbor's heart, your own heart. Put a guard at the entrance of your heart. For what a man hears affects his life. Is that true? Is that very true? A man is a product of what he hears. So he says, son, put your heart, put a guard. The neighbor, put a guard over your heart. For out of your heart are the issues of life. Things that pertain to your prosperity, your health, your future, your fruitfulness, your expansion. Where are they from? Where are they from? And that heart we are saying there is not the heart that pumps blood. The heart there is what? Your spirit man. Man is a spirit. He has a what? He lives where? Are you sure of that? What is a man? He has a what? He lives where? When the spirit man leaves a body, what happens? The man is, we say the man is dead. Though the man is on the floor or whatever he is, but he's no more living. Praise God, somebody. So, and we are sure that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? Are the sons of God. So God will lead you, God will guide you by His Spirit. Is that not true? And when you are born again, you are qualified to hear God. Say, neighbor, I'm qualified to hear God. You are here in this all this morning. You are born again. Can I see your hand up? You are born again. You are born again. Can I see your hand up? You are sure you are born again. Some people are not too sure. Say, Pastor, am I born again? Am I born again? I don't know. But if you are sure, please put your hand above your head. Hallelujah. You know, all the hands I'm seeing God in their lives. I'm seeing the winners in this world. Praise God, somebody. Whatsoever is born of God is a what? Command. But this morning we are looking at an area that will make you maximize. Make you live on earth as winner. Make you live on earth as overcomer. Praise God, somebody. When the master was around, he did many things. And when he was about to go, he said something. He said, it is expedient that I go. He said, if I do not go, the what? The comforter will not come. He said, I will send you another comforter. Even the what? The spirit of what? Of truth. That will do you, teach you all things. Praise God, somebody. So we are saying as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Holy Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. He has come to lead us into all the truth of life. Is that correct? He has come to lead you into all the truth of life. Truth about your exam. Is that not true? Are you sure? We have here many students who are writing exam. Are you here? You are writing exam. Can I see anybody writing exam? There are a few. You have adult students. Sir. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. And you know, adults don't feel exam. Do they feel? They don't feel that. They don't feel. They can't feel now. Even if it's like yours, they can't feel. They can't. What will you tell the children if you... I want to say, Mommy, that's your exam. What did you score? Did you pass? Praise God, somebody. He said, if we lead us into all truth, if we guide us. When you are born again, you have the Holy Spirit in your inside man. You have the Holy Spirit of God in your inner man. You have the Spirit of truth in your inner man. You have the one that knows all things about everything. Where? Are you sure? There's some things we say it with our mouth, we are not sure if they are true. Say, when we are born again, we have the Spirit of God that knows all things about everything. He knows about stock market, about exchange in the market, about petroleum engineering, about insurance engineering, about construction engineering, about piles. He knows everything. Is that not true? About what? Everything. Is there anyone here today that knows everything about everything? Even in your industry, when you call somebody a professor, and you call him a professor, he knows just one small area about a very particular small area. You know, when I was in school, the way we are growing up, somebody is a professor for electrical engineering. He's the professor of one small area of power. Very, very small area of power. There's someone in you that knows everything about everything. Do you believe that? Is anybody, are you sure? There's someone in you, man, that knows everything about everything. Is anybody, he knows? He knows you'll be here this morning before you came. He knows. He knows what are passing through in your life. He knows. He knows about tomorrow. He knows. But I have good news for you. He lives here. Tell me what he lives in me. Tell me what he lives in me. If you are born again, he lives in you. If you are not born again, he does not live here. If you are born again, he lives where? In you. Say, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Say, Lord, I'm with you all the time. I was in a meeting and somebody said, pray that God will be with you. I cannot say amen. I don't know what to say. I just say, no. He has said he will never leave. He will never leave you. Say, when you pass through fire, it will not burn you. Why? He's there with you. Is that there? Are you sure? When you pass through fire, say it will not burn you. You may pass through the fire. You did not say you will not pass through it. Eh? Many of us don't want to pass through anything. Say you will pass through fire, but it will not what? And if you pass through the rivers, it will not what? Why? Anybody is with me. So I can laugh this morning. You know, I was praying for this service and I saw some people, I saw them laughing. Just saw somebody laughing, full of joy. Maybe you are here this morning. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Say, anybody is with you. When you pass through the rivers, it will not drown you. It makes no difference what you are experiencing in life. When you are sure, it's with you. When you are saying, anybody is with me. You know, sometimes we are not conscious it's with us. Some things I'm saying, they are being deliberate because when some of us are passing through things that can cause your heart to tremble. You are wondering, why is life like this? You are wondering, why is a man like this? You are wondering, God, is it only me? But he says to me to tell you this morning, say, I will never leave you. I will never what? Forsake. Say, Lord, I'm with you. Even to the end. Praise God, somebody. Say, keep your heart with all diligence. I'm going somewhere. For out of your heart. And what? Praise God, somebody. Praise God, somebody. Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. Test, spirit-led. Topic, spirit-led Christian life. If you want to put it that way. Spirit-led Christian life. Spirit of God leading a man. Psalm 32 verse 8. What is there? I will instruct you. Who said that? He said, I will instruct you. I will instruct you. You know when you are writing an exam, what would they tell you? Read the what? Read the instruction. Is that true? Read the instruction. If you are now only and you fail to read the instruction, what will happen? What may happen? They say answer 5 questions. 1 in each session. And they put there maybe 4 questions in each session. Answer 5 questions. 1 in what? And you answer all the 4 in the book, and you say, I showed that man. Hallelujah. What will happen? What will happen? God says, I will instruct you. Listen carefully. Say, keep your heart. Out of this, your heart are the issues of life. So, I will instruct you. Where will he instruct you? Where now? They're not sure. Where now? Where is he living? So, where will he instruct you from? Are you sure, somebody? When last did we hear him? Hey. Say, I will instruct you. Number one. Number two. I will also teach you. I will not only instruct you. I will teach you. Praise God, somebody. Supposing you are writing on your exam. You are doing Mass 201. I don't know about you. When I was in school, it used to be Mass 201 now. Mass. And some of you don't pass, we cannot do the other one. You say, what? Prerequisite to the other one. One day I was in a class many years ago. I remember that we have this course we are taking, and we have 2 lecturers taking the same course, 2 lecturers. You know, it happens those years. I know that it's happening here. So they give us 2 booklets, one for the each different lecturer. So one of the teacher came in, and I have a guy in my class, one of our best students there, was very bright. He's the best guy in our class. And this class is a TPD or something. It's not a major engineering course. It's a course in marketing plus something like that. So the man doesn't know us, but we know ourselves. So the guy came into the exam hall, and he went to the guys. And this guy in the initial, you know, this guy in the class, when we first resume class, he will not come to a class. He will not come. He will just be playing around. If you follow him, you are failed. He will not come. So the man, we don't even know him. He will not come. He will just be playing around. So the man came into the class and looked at the booklet he has finished one. So when he looked at that booklet, he took it and he began to flip through the booklet. That's the man, one of the lecturers. And he was flipping through it. And the man shook his head. Why? Well, this guy pull down everything that if you mind that paper, if it's 50, you cannot give him 48. You say, you know, he said it open in the class, but you cram everything. Say you cram everything. And he dropped the booklet. See, this guy, because we know him very well, in our own course, some things you must derive. You don't know, you have to derive them. You see, some formulas, you must derive them. But he can derive them and also cram every line. Some is in the exam hall, if it's trying to derive and it's not going, can begin to write down every often. Hey, there's somebody in you that is better than that. Do you know that? Are you a Christian? Say, I will do what? But supposing that prof now comes into the exam hall, the one taking you, and say, write like this. Write like this. Can you ever fail? Say, no, it's too late now. Say, I can't fail in life. Are you sure? No, the way you are saying, you are not too sure. Say, neighbor, it's too late now. I can't fail in life. I'm born to win. Anyway, I'm born to win. The one that knows everything about everything, it lives on the inside of me. Praise God, somebody. You are not excited. Because you don't understand what I'm talking about. I have been in a place where I enter a class. I'm talking to this morning students. Enter a class, an exam hall. You know, I did engineering. And sometimes in our course, it may be a bit voluminous. And you palm. Say, I will read this one, I will read this one, I will read this one. You just try your best because sometimes it's just... And then it may ask you 5 questions, answer 4 within 2 hours. And you know it's pure mathematical. I did an engineering. So you have to be sure that you know those things that comes out. But this particular course, I don't know what happened. When I entered that class, I was thinking, am I doing a wrong course? Because I look at the questions, I'm wondering, am I sure this is what I'm... But I look around to look at my mates. I said, they are all here now. I thought I entered the wrong class. I said, am I sure this is the course we... Yeah, it happened to me like 3 times in school. I will tell you 2. So I said, Father, you have to help me now. He said, I will never leave you. He said, Holy Spirit of God, do what? Teach me now. And I began to write. I'm telling you sincerely. I was writing. I finished writing the course. I closed the book. I cannot afford to do what? Go by it again. I cannot afford it. I don't know what I feel now. I just closed the book. I said, Holy Ghost, thank you. Thank God, somebody. Hallelujah. It's when you. Hey, I'm going somewhere. Say, I will instruct you. I will guide you with my own eyes. Who is the instructor? Of course, in those days in school, we have a course called A, B plus. And when they call me and say, I got B plus or so, I say, Holy Ghost, you know, that's your own course. Not, that's your own what? Your own. Say, it will instruct you. Say, it will instruct you. As a student, you are not permitted to fail any course. Are you born again? Are you born again? Tell me, are you born again? He said, I will instruct you. Are you a businessman? He said, I will instruct you. Are you a housewife? He said, I will instruct you. Are you in a very difficult position in your life? If only we learn, guard your heart with all what? But if you refuse to guard that heart, and you refuse to listen to his instruction, or you depend on your own proudness, then there's nothing he can do to help you. Say, I will guide you. Say, I will guide you. Say, anybody, he will guide you. Say, anybody, he guides me. He leads me. He instructs me. I'm his sheep. His voice are here. In my life. In my business. In my home. I'm qualified. I cannot be confused in life. No more confusion. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God, somebody. I will instruct you. I will teach you. Say, I, God, will teach you. And I will guide you with my eyes. I will first instruct you. If only you will listen to me. If only you will listen to my instruction. If only you will submit yourself to my guidance. But God said, follow me. Come, sir, stand up. Say, follow me, I will make you. So, where is he? In front. What are you doing? If he's going and you sit down, what will happen? Is he going? No, is he going? He said, you follow now. And you just sit down, sir. And he's going. What happens? What happened? By the time I leave that door and I go to another place and he now stands up, then what happened? I've gone.
Say anybody follow him.
Don't follow your own instruction. I will show you in the Bible. Don't follow your own ways of life. Don't follow your own ability. Don't depend on your own proudness. Say, follow me and I will do what?
I will make you. Praise God, somebody.
See how we began? He says to us, I will lead you. Guide your heart. Because when I want to lead you, I will guide you by my spirit. I will whisper something so you will hear me in your inner man. You will hear me. Job 32 verse 8. Job 32 verse 8. Job 32 verse 8. 32 verse 8. Because if I pray for you and say, God prosper this business, how will God prosper your business? How? How? It will instruct you. Anybody will instruct you. He will guide you. He will lead you. So if you refuse the instruction, or you don't know how to hear the instruction, then what will happen? Job, 32 verse 8. What is there? But there's a spirit in where? Where is that spirit? Is anybody in me? Is anybody in me? There's a what? A spirit in man. The what? The inspiration of who? He does what? He does what? He does what? In the example, he does what for you? Gives you understanding. Oh, pray for somebody. He gives men understanding. I would say true understanding, kings reign. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of God. Mangrabaska. Let me tell you sincerely, everything man, every invention in life is by God's inspiration. Do you know that? Every good gift, every perfect gift is from where? You know, and I know in this hour today, one of our leaders, he was telling me his experience. You know, they're having an issue in the office about a particular programming language. Okay, their machine is not working fine. Even the owner of the machine came from abroad, sent them email, and they could not solve it. You understand that? They could not solve it. Made people in India, made them where again, anywhere, they could not solve it. It was tough. And you remember what? Yeah. That's a what? Spirit in man. The what? The inspiration of God Almighty. That gives men what? So he prayed and said, Father, you can teach me about this thing now. You know this solution. Say, you know it. And after he prayed, he was doing what? He was waiting. Say, anybody wait. Anybody wait. Those that wait upon the Lord. They do what? They do what? And again, they do what? They mount up with wings as what? And they do what? They run, they don't faint. Those that wait. So, if you refuse to wait upon the Lord, what will happen? God is not your trouble. And devil is not your trouble. Do you hear me? Do you hear that? Okay, supposing you, let me see. Supposing, when we are young, some people they like to bully us. You know, when you are young, some people are bigger than you, they like to bully you. Is that not true? But if your father is working with you, that young guy who's going to bully you, what will he do? Does it matter that is there? Does it really count? You say, even you tell him, come now. If you come now, you come now, I will show you. I remember one pastor when he was in school. He said his story when he entered secondary school. One of his uncle was in form four. He was in form one or so. So what happened? He said when he entered that school, if any senior said anything, what happened to him? He just runs to his brother, and nobody can punish him. Nobody can do him anything. Why? Say, neighbor, devil is not a trouble. Say, I will guide you. If God is guiding you, what will devil do? Can't do anything? So all the while you are shouting and you are crying is because you don't listen to instruction. Then follow me. How will make you? Say about following him.
But this same, so, but you know, one day one pastor from the school, what happened? One day was just walking. One just called him, Sam! And he froze there. Sam! Are you not better of that? Come on! What can you do there? You can't do nothing, man. You can't do nothing, man. We say, I will never leave you.
The one that says, follow me, says, I will never leave you. I will never do what? Say no, and with you how many times? Oh, it's with you always. Praise God, somebody. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of God Almighty. Is that not true? That gives men what?
Say anybody understanding.
Learn to look inside. David said, I will look into the hills. Where comes my help? But where must you look? You look inside. For the help is where? Say anybody, it's inside. The instruction is where? On the inside. But there's a little snag now. There's a little difficulty where I'm going to now. Does God always talk? Can I hear you again? Does God always talk? Is he talking? Is he talking all the time? Some people are not sure. Is he talking all the time? Can I hear you very well? Is he talking all the time? No, I'm doing that very well. Is he talking all the time?
Yes.
Are you hearing all the time? Thank you for being truth. He said, no, not all the time. God is talking all the time. Are you hearing all the time? In that case you are right now, in that your business, in that trouble, in whatever you are passing, is God not talking? Are you hearing? So that's a little gap now. God is talking. He knows the solution. Say, I will instruct you. I will lead you. I will guide you. But can you hear? Say, anybody, can you hear him? Say, anybody, are you hearing? Say, anybody, are you hearing? Say, anybody, are you hearing? And I don't want to say, anybody, are you hearing God? You know, the only thing I can do is also to instruct you. If I say speak and you refuse to speak, what can I do? The benefit of what I'm trying to pass across to you, you also miss it. Man has a free will. Say, if they will have followed me, I would have multiplied their peace like rivers. I would have made them rich. But they refuse. Don't be like that. Say, I will instruct you. I will lead you with my hands. And I will guide you. How? By your spirit. So if God speaks and you don't hear, what happened? Something is not right. Where? In your hearing aid. Praise God, somebody. So this morning I just said some few things. God will help us to get there. Proverbs 17 verse 22. No, before that one, 18 verse 14. Let me go to 18 verse 14 first, then I will write up in what my time. I want to be very fast to finish. Proverbs 18 verse 14. 18, 14. Proverbs 18 verse 14. Quickly, somebody help me read. The spirit of man will do what? Sustain his infirmity. But a wounded spirit who can bear. Please, from Amplified. From Amplified. The strong spirit of a man. The strong spirit of a man. Say anybody. The strong spirit. Say anybody. The strong spirit. That means it can be a weak spirit. Is it possible? Is it possible? Are you sure?
Okay, let me do something for you. Maybe you don't know that you can be a weak man. If you don't eat for the next 6 days and you take only water, what happens to you? If they come and carry load, will you answer them? Even if you are strong like Brother Yinka, you are still big like that. And say, come and carry one little bucket of water. Will you listen to them? Why? For the last 6 days, you have been, let me take only water. Your strength will have gone. Bible says, the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in trouble, in bodily pain. The life of God within you can come out and heal your body. In trouble, when you are troubled, and people are troubled, things around you happening. If your spirit man is alive and strong, it will sustain you when? Anybody, it will sustain you. That's the spirit in man, the inspiration of God Almighty. That gives what? Gives him what? Understanding. Bible say, but it's only the strong spirit of a man. That means if a spirit man is weak, what will happen? He cannot sustain you. Praise God, somebody. And we say, pray, read your Bible, come to church. All those things will help your spirit man to be strong. God knows what he's doing. Because the spirit, as a spirit in man, the inspiration of God Almighty that gives men understanding. The spirit of a man is the candle, the lamp of the Lord. God will lead you, he will instruct you by your spirit. Praise God, somebody. Are you born again? If you are born again and you don't know how to develop your spirit man, you will be as if you are not born again. You hear that? Born again, sick. Born again, confused. Born again, weak. Born again, oppressed. Born again, pushed around by the enemy. Why? Because Bible says, if the strong spirit of a man, tell me about strong spirit. Some people that are right now, they are sleeping right here. You know, the AC is blowing them. And their spirit is not strong enough to push out the sleep. Right? But you can also stand up now if you are just a body, don't sleep. Oh. Ah, don't sleep now. You can also stand up. Eh? Because the sower sowed the word. And the boss of the air came to do what? To eat it. You know, whatever you are hearing, unless you apply God's word in your life, say they are cleansed by God's word. We are built up by God's word. They are commend you to God and the word of his grace. He's able to build you up and give you what? An inheritance among those who are what? Sanctified. You must understand God's word. You can dance now. You can jump now. You can shout now. If you don't know God's word, all we have, all the shouting, the dancing, will just be emotional. Bible says here, the strong spirit of a man will do what? Sustain his infirmity. But a weak and a broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Praise God, somebody. The same book of Proverbs chapter 3 now, verse 20. 3:20 of Proverbs. 3:20. Proverbs. 3. Proverbs, no, that's not what I'm going. Proverbs, I'm coming. 3. Proverbs 3. Every verse 20. Yeah. Verse 20. By his knowledge. Yeah. Yeah. 21. 21. My son. Let not that depart from your eyes. Yes, sir. And leave. Okay, praise the Lord. Four verse 20. That's where I'm going actually. I'm sorry. 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep my words in the midst of your heart. For they are, tell me about their life. Tell me about their life. To those that find them and what? And medicine to all their flesh. My son, attend to my words. You must attend to God's word. If you say, my God shall supply all your needs, you must spend time to meditate on that. God, you will supply all my needs. Not my ability, not my economy. God will supply all my needs. He said, wealth and riches shall be in my house. You tell it to your father. Your word say, wealth and what? Riches shall be in my house. You attend to his word. Say, my son, attend to my word. Tell him about attend to God's word. Incline your ear to my saying. What is God saying? Listen to what God is saying. Let them not depart. Let them not depart. Tell me, let them not depart. If God says, I will supply all your need, and you say, Pastor, I'm broke, that means the word of God has departed from your eyes. Say, rejoice in the Lord always again. I say, rejoice. He said, Pastor, what for? I'm sad. I'm down. I'm beaten. The word of God has what? Departed from your eyes. Say, none shall be barren in the land. Say, Pastor, yeah, the word has departed from your eyes. My son, say, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sin. For they are alive to those that find them. The word of God will build up your spirit man. Feed yourself on God's word. As you feed your body with food, feed your spirit man with the word of God. So your antenna will be strong to pick heaven's signal. Praise God, somebody. I don't know about you, in my house, I have a one funny antenna. So if NTA comes, he'll be doing blah, 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 like that. Eh? Will I call NTA and say, increase your signal? What will I do? I keep my antenna. I'll buy another one now. It's not the trouble with NTA. God is always speaking. Where the issue from now? Tell me about your antenna. What's your antenna? Your spirit man. That's what picks heaven's signal. So if it is weak, it will not sustain your body in sickness. Even when you are strong in your inner man, there's enough life of God to come from your spirit man and sustain your body, sustain your business, sustain your children, sustain your home. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. When you are born again, as a spirit in a man, that gives him understanding. That's a life of God in a man. That's what saying is that you have come that you may have life and have it out in abundance. That have the life of God in me. In this life, there's no death. In this life, there's no fear. In this life, there's no bitterness. In this life, there is no failure. Praise God, somebody. They say you have a low sperm count. No, no, no. When you have the life of God will heal your mortal body, and that sperm count will increase in Jesus' mighty name. Your business receive the life of God. Everything about to receive life, for you are born of God. Say, I have the life of God in me. Who is a Christian? The one that is born of God's spirit. You have the very life of God. His DNA is working in your mother body. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. That's what you carry. How can you fail in life? How can you fail in life? Say, I will instruct you in your business. He will instruct you in the office. Manga to malinga, blah, blah, blah. He will instruct you. Before things happen, you will know. For I say, I will instruct you. How will guide you? How will lead you with my own eyes? How can you feel in life? Is anybody not doing stock exchange? You are buying stock and selling stock. You know, many of us, we lost more money. Suppose we know that tomorrow, in the next 1 year, a stock of 10 naira will become 100 naira. What will you do? Even if you want to borrow more money, say, neighbor, please give me money. He said, I will give you, don't worry. Just give me 1 year. Or, you know, just give me 3 months. Just give me 3 months. Even I will double it. But you are making almost 90% power. What will you do? He will buy. Does Holy Ghost know? Does he know? The strong spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. In your working place, things will not happen without you knowing. Why? He will tell you. Anybody will tell you. Are you listening to him? This morning, I want to run up in this issue. No, see. As many as are led by God's Spirit, they are the sons of God. Are you born again? If you are born again, you are qualified to be led. It will lead you into prosperity. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Into health. Amen. Into peace. Amen. Into joy. Amen. Into fruitfulness. Amen. Say, I have come that you may have life. And have it in abundance. Which life? Can God be sick? Can he be poor? Can he be oppressed? Can he put his leg? He said God is in a man trailer accident and they are pulling his leg from the trail on his attire. Is it possible? Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, I'm too much. Are you sure? They're not too sure. The way they are talking, say, neighbor, I'm too much. You know, when you are born of God, nothing can put you under. Nothing can overcome you. Whatsoever is born of God, overcome this world. Say, neighbor, I'm a world overcomer. Nay, in all this sin, you are more. Hey, mama. In all this sin, you are more. Say, I am more than conqueror. I am more. You know, brethren, I look inside all the time. I say, in me, say, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I look inside. They put our lives in me, than sickness in the world, than fear in the world, than death in the world, than death in the world. He makes no difference. What happens in the outside, there's something in you greater than whatever is happening on the inside. Take advantage of he that lives in you. Greater one lives in you. Christ died for this purpose, to come and give you life and have life in now. Abundantly, the life of God, the joy of God, the peace of God is on the inside. Praise God, somebody. He now says, steer the gift of God, steer the energy of God in your inner man. Produce the life of God. Let men see you are born of God. I am born of God. I cannot lose in life. One thing you must understand. As I ran up this morning, I want to know it very well. Say, are you ready? Something you want to do very well. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart. Say no more. A merry heart. Say no more. A merry heart. Oh, we are not saying very well. No, when you say a merry heart and you do like this, a merry heart. That's not do it some expression. Say no more. A merry heart. If you don't mind, open your mouth small and your teeth can come out small. Say a merry heart. Hallelujah. If you can do it, I see you believe it. Say anymore. Hey, merry heart. Hey, Linka to Russia. Hey, merry heart. God's word is the final authority. It's not the drug of doctors. A merry heart do what? Good. Like a medicine. But a what? A broken spirit. Does what? A broken spirit. A sad man. A complaining man. Frustrated man. Always complaining. always looking at the wrong side of life, dries up the bones. Many of us, we add to our own trouble. When the enemy eats you, boom. He wants you to move to that other side. He wants you to be broken in your spirit, man. He wants you to be full of complain, and seeing all the errors of life, and be even be bitter against God, like Job. He wants to finish you quickly. Bible says, Amen. Say, rejoice in the Lord always. Neighbor, always. Say, neighbor, always. Not when things are good or they are not good. Say, neighbor, always. Say, neighbor, smile now. Sabuki, smile now. Can you do very well? Can we see your teeth? When did he smile? Yeah. Hey, God says a merry heart. It's not pastor that says that. There was a man who was sick in the hospital, and he was sick and he was dying, and they told him no more hope. An unbeliever, not a Christian. No more what? No more hope. They said, just go and die. And he told him, what would I do now? I'm dying. He said, let me go and get Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry cartoon? Are you sure you know? Can I say, have you know Tom and Jerry cartoon? Even, you know, as an adult, so almost when I'm going, I will look small here. As long as you can watch Tom and Jerry, you will not laugh now. So the man said, well, since I'm dying, I just go and do what? Carry Tom and Jerry and put them on the TV. And he began to laugh. And laugh. And he laughed, he rolled from the bed to the floor. And he laughed himself to health. Today in US, there are some hospitals. They don't put on drugs. They don't use drugs. Just make sure you laugh. They work on your emotions. How much more God's word? Don't be a fool. Agree with God. He said, a merry heart. Just good, like a medicine. Medicine here means any area of your life that enemy has dropped bitterness. Can you laugh this morning and rejoice in the Lord? Say, rejoice in the Lord. Say, again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in that situation. I was praying for this service and I saw some people, they are laughing. I told three of them. I just saw them laughing very well. And I was very happy. A merry heart does good like a medicine. A broken spirit dries up your very life. The enemy has come when he put in your life a pressure. He wants you to complain about your husband, complain about your children, complain about Nigeria, abuse Jonathan, abuse your MD, abuse everybody. It will dry up your life. Economy is terrible. My husband, foolish man. My brother, stupid boy. All those things you are doing will dry up your bones. Even in the medicine, your bone supplies the nutrient for your body. Is that not true? So when it dry up, your life itself will dry up to sickness. This morning it says, because it will lead you by your spirit. It will guide you by your spirit. When you are full of bitterness and complain and anger and strife, all those things, they open door to the enemy. Strife, bitterness, anger, complain, just tense up, shouting, all those things dry up your life. But a merry, tell anybody a merry. Tell anybody, are you ready this morning? Church, are you ready? Choir, are you ready to make us merry? Anybody can do very well. God's word is the final authority. If he says he does it good like a medicine, that means if you are sick, it will eat your body. If your business is sick, it will eat your business. If your home is sick, it will eat your home. Whatever it is, today there's a word solution. We are in the inside of you. A merry. Anyway, a merry. Hey, pastor, do you mean that? Why can I be merry? I have no cause to be merry. Husband, I don't have. Job, I don't have. Money, I don't have. Okay, today you are here now. You are not under the bridge. Is that not? Some people are there under the bridge. Am I not? Are they not? Anybody merry at? A merry at? A merry at? Do it good. I can be medicine. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Edda, they rejoice. He said, I say again, rejoice. They count it all joy when you fall into diverse troubles. They count it all. Did anybody rejoice this morning? Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. A merry heart, do it good. Because when your heart is full of joy and rejoicing, God can open up to you. You can hear heaven. You can know what to do. You are not confused. You shut the door against every arrow of hell. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know somebody, devil put somebody, eating like that. And they want to see the man crying. And the man was rejoicing. Ah, devil said this is a strange reaction, no? He said, I'm carrying my trouble. And give to Brother B. But I be maybe so just cook can't bring it for me, Yari. But I be take your own. And the one was complaining, man, receive more double portion of what? Hallelujah. Somebody said this morning, I believe God will do in your life awesome things. But the key is in your hand. It's a merry heart. In the Old Testament, say if you obey, then this will happen. In the New, say, walk in love, walk in joy, walk in peace. Say, Pastor, I want to walk in health. Walk in joy now. Cannot walk in strife, anger, bitterness, fighting, and walk in health. It's not possible. Walk in joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Be on your feet this morning. Be on your feet. Anybody, are you ready? Fire, are you ready? A merry heart does good like a medicine. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Say, Pastor, how do we do it? I don't know how to do it, but I want to laugh this morning. I want to shout this morning. I want to express God's goodness in your life this morning. Forget the trouble. Forget the challenges you are facing. Forget whatever it is that you are facing. Look unto God this morning and just bless him and just thank him and just rejoice and make a joyful noise. Make a joyful shout. Just bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless